Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hello and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name is Jack and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. These podcasts are graded from A2, which is around lower intermediate, all the way to C2, which is advanced. I hope you find these podcasts useful. If you do, please leave me a rating and review, as this will help other learners find these podcasts. In this podcast, I'm going to talk about newspapers in the UK and present several items of B2 vocabulary related to newspapers. I have used the excellent English Profile website from the Cambridge University Press and some IELTS preparation sites to put together this list. The words I will present in this podcast are a publication, broadsheets, tabloids, paparazzi, gutter press, local newspapers, articles, pieces, columns, column inches, columnist, issue, and circulation. I'll start with publication. A publication is the general term for any type of newspaper or magazine. In the UK, there are newspaper groups that are responsible for a range of publications. The Daily Mail Group publishes 3 daily newspapers. So you can say that the Daily Mail Group has 3 major publications. Newspapers come in 3 main varieties in the UK. You have broadsheets, which are generally serious newspapers which focus on news and politics. I don't think this is a very common term. It's usually only used when contrasting serious newspapers with less serious newspapers called tabloids. Tabloids are less serious and have more gossip and celebrity news as well as national and international stories. Some tabloids really focus on human interest stories and celebrity gossip. They compete to publish the most eye-catching headlines, the short titles of stories written in large black type on the front page of the paper. These are the papers that fuel the paparazzi, the aggressive photographers that follow celebrities. They are sometimes called the gutter press. In the past, broadsheets were really big. They were literally broad sheets of paper, and tabloids were smaller. However, today, some serious newspapers have tabloid formats. The third variety is local newspapers. These feature stories from a region or even from a town. I live in a small town and it has its own local newspaper. The different stories in newspapers are called articles. Another word for a story in a newspaper or magazine is piece. You might be asked, did you see the piece on Scottish independence in the paper? The text is divided into columns, and the amount of interest a newspaper has in a story is measured in column inches. You might hear that a newspaper has dedicated a lot of column inches to a story or issue. As well as the actual columns of text, writers can have a column in a newspaper. These writers are columnists and write regularly. Stuart Lee, the comedian, is a columnist in The Guardian and regularly contributes satirical opinion pieces. Each time a magazine or newspaper is published is an issue of the publication. Many magazines are published or come out every month, so you might hear, "Has the July issue come out yet?" The number of copies of a publication that are distributed is called its circulation. The newspaper in the UK with the highest circulation is a free tabloid paper called Metro. There has been a steady decline in newspaper circulation in the UK, and more people choose to get their news online. So there you have lots of B2 vocabulary related to newspapers. I hope you've found it useful. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a comment or review, and don't forget that you can read the transcript for this podcast and complete some language activities on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. Thanks for listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.